Vishnupad, Paramahansa.
Holy Spirit who live inside the temple and outside the temple.
Hare Krishna.
This will be our last day in our little seminar. It will be called The Spiritual Warrior.
Ovo je posljednji dan našeg malog seminara i zove se Duhovni ratnik.
Yes, Duhovni ratnik. You will find out what this means in just a little while.
Uskoro.
Yes. We will read today a text from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 42. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is the last verse of the fourth chapter, and in this verse Krishna advises Arjuna to apply the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, in his daily life.
Ovo je posljednji stih četvrtog poglavlja i u njemu Krishna savjetuje Arjunu da primjeni transcendentalno znanje u svom svakodnevnom životu.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, at a different place, different book, you find the encouragement that we should take the sword of transcendental knowledge.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu ćemo naći ohrabrenje da prihvatimo mač transcendentalnog znanja.
And we should cut down with that sword the entangling net of illusions surrounding us.
I sa tim mačem trebamo da presečemo mrežu mrežu iluzije koja nas okružuje, u kojoj smo zapleteni.
At several places in Srila Prabhupada's books you find that to become Krishna consciousness means more or less, he says, more or less to declare war on the illusory energy.
Na nekoliko mjesta u Srila Prabhupadovim knjigama nalazimo da on kaže da postati svestan Krišne znači manje više objaviti rat iluzornoj energiji.
In other words, several times in the spiritual literature you find that we must become warriors.
Drugim rečima, na nekoliko mjesta u duhovnoj literaturi nalazimo da moramo postati ratnici.
At the same time though, it is highly recommended that we must become ahimsa, or free from violence.
U isto vrijeme se preporučuje da se oslobodimo nenasilja, da primjenjujemo ahimsu.
Devotee should not even kill a mosquito and not wish bad even to his enemy.
Bhakta ne bi trebao čak ni komarca da ubije, niti da želi loše čak ni svom neprijatelju.
So the question which automatically arises is how to combine this warrior mentality with the very peaceful nature which we are supposed to develop.
Pitanje koje se prirodno nameće je kako kombinovati tu prirodu ili mentalitet ratnika sa smirenom prirodom koju trebamo razviti.
And the following lecture which you will hear is all about this subject matter.
Lekcija koju ćete čuti o toj temi.
First of all, when you come to spiritual life, you must not necessarily expect a smooth sailing.
Pre svega, kad dođete u duhovni život, ne morate nužno očekivati glatku plovidbu.
There are certainly difficulties on the path to self-realizations which lie in front of each and every one of us.
Sigurno je da postoje određene poteškoće koje leže pred nama na putu samospoznaje.
Srila Prabhupada compared this once with a man who wants to push his boat into the ocean.
Srila Prabhupada je to jednom uporedio sa čovjekom koji želi da gurne svoj brod u okean.
There will be many waves who come.
Doći će mnogo talasa.
Did you ever live, someone of you lived at the ocean?
Da li neko od vas živao na moru ili na okeanu?
No, it's a little bit, maybe at the lake or it, but
Možda ste na jezeru živjeli, ali na moru niste.
I remember from my childhood that I lived in what is called the Eastern Sea.
Ja sam u detinjstvu živao
on an island, Fehmarn.
Na jednom ostrvu u istočnom moru.
And we did have a boat, and so, you know, before you could really sail with it, you had to row through these waves which came on the coast.
Mi smo imali brod i pre nego što ste mogli početi da jedrite, morali ste proći kroz talase koji su zapljuskivali obalu.
You have to work really hard before you are through this, it's called Brandung, these coastal waves, I think it's the English word.
Morali ste teško da radite dok prođete kroz te priobalne talase.
Similarly in spiritual life, there are many waves at the beginning.
Slično u duhovnom životu, u početku ima puno talasa.
Our own habits,
naše lične navike,
old desires who appear like old potatoes.
Stare želje koje se pojavljuju kao stari krompir.
Yes, our conditioned nature,
naša uslovljena priroda.
Sometimes we were describing this morning our addiction to illicit sex.
Jutro smo opisivali vezanost za nezakoniti seks.
Or maybe we are a big controller by nature.
Ili smo po prirodi veliki kontrolor.
Or we are very restless by nature.
Ili smo po prirodi vrlo nemirni.
Or very tup by nature.
Ili vrlo tupi.
You know, just different material natures.
Različiti aspekti naše materijalne prirode.
And when we start with our spiritual life, it can be very difficult.
I kad započnemo naš duhovni život, može biti vrlo teško.
For many to rise up early in the morning in the midst of Beograd imposes an almost insurmountable wave.
Za mnoge ustati rano ujutro usred Beograda predstavlja nepremostivi talas.
Some in our temple even can't do it.
Neki čak u našem hramu to ne mogu da urade.
Wave always
uvijek ih taj talas
pushes them back on the coast or into their bed.
Vrati ih na obalu ili na krevet.
So especially when you start with your spiritual life, the waves of material existence can be quite teško.
Posebno kad započete duhovni život, talasi materialne egzistencije mogu biti prilično teški.
Teški, yes. So don't necessarily expect a smooth sailing.
Nemojte očekivati glatko jedrenje.
Therefore you need to be very determined.
Zato morate biti vrlo odlučni.
Prabhupada once said, to be recognized by Krishna, one has to pass examinations, severe tests of examinations.
Da bi vas Krishna primetio ili prepoznao, morate proći oštre testove ispita.
All the big devotees like Narada had to pass through severe examination tests.
Svi veliki bhakte kao što je Narada morali su da prođu kroz oštre testove.
Maya will test you.
Maja će vas testirati.
Now when the test comes, there are two ways of meeting it.
Kad dođe test, postoje dva načina da se suočimo s njim.
One is just totally afraid.
Jedan je da se potpuno uplašite.
See, it is confirmed.
Čuli? To je potvrda.
Oh, now I'm tested.
Sad sam na testu.
Another one, and I would suggest the second one is, be happy.
Drugi je, budite srećni.
Like a warrior who likes to struggle with an opponent, the devotee should be happily meeting the tests of Maya.
Kao ratnik koji voli da se bori protiv protivnika, bhakta treba srećno da se suoči sa testovima Maje.
Don't be unnecessarily afraid.
Nemojte se nepotrebno bojati.
Because as long as you have Krishna on your side, there is no problem.
Jer sve dok je Krishna na vašoj strani, nema problema.
We have given the example that Maya or illusion is like the darkness and Krishna is like a light.
Dali smo primjer da je Maya ili iluzija kao tama, a da je Krishna kao svjetlost.
Especially, see, even if you have a very dark, dark room, if you just have a little shibica, no problem.
Čak ako je vrlo mračna soba, ako imate malu šibicu, nema problema da se osvetli.
So, when you do have the light of Krishna on your side, Maya cannot do anything. She cannot swallow you up.
Kada imate svetlost Krishna na svojoj strani, Maja vas ne može progutati.
Yeah. This is the experience of all devotees in our ancient spiritual tradition.
To je iskustvo svih bhakta u našoj drevnoj duhovnoj tradiciji.
Enjoy the struggle, but you do have to be with Krishna.
Uživajte u borbi, ali morate biti s Krishnom.
What do you consider the greatest, let me say, spiritual strengths which you can have?
Šta smatrate najvećom duhovnom snagom koju možete imati?
Chanting of the holy name.
Pevanje svetog imena.
But sometimes when you chant, you can go tomorrow in this room and see some are green.
Kad mandate, možeš otići u jednu sobu ujutro pa da vidiš kako bate
mantra. It seems they lose the fight.
Izgleda da izgube bitku.
And a little later, you can see a huge tidal wave through the temple room and it sweeps half of this, half of the population. It happens around 6 o'clock, you know, into their beds.
Nakon 6 sati, oko 6 sati ujutro, pola populacije talas baci u krevet.
I have made the statistics.
Ja sam napravio tu statistiku.
What is the greatest strength in your spiritual life?
Šta je najveća snaga u vašem duhovnom životu? Milost bhakta, dobar odnos bhaktama.
Mhm. Everything is correct. Milomir, don't be desperate. Your answer is...
Sve je ispravno. Milomir se se rastuži. Druženje sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Bhakti Granta. Actually, I know you will give the answer I'm looking for.
Znam da ćeš pogoditi. Da čvrsta vera u duhovnog učitelja i Krišina obećanje da njegov bhakta nikad neće propasti.
That gives strength. The Bhakti Granta, something else gives strength. You are the... yes, here in the back. Bonus.
Persistence.
Existence.
No, persistence.
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 Persistence. Yes.
Upornost.
Determination.
Odlučnost.
Very good.
Yeah. Humility.
Humility. Sadhana.
Sadhana.
Humility. I would say enthusiasm.
Ja bih rekao entuzijazam.
Therefore I was so sure that when Bhakti Granta listened to it.
Zato sam bio siguran da će Bhakti Granta da pogodi.
It is described that enthusiasm is the soul of faith.
Opisano je da entuzijazam duša vere.
Like a body who has, you know, like a body without soul, the faith in Krishna without enthusiasm is dead.
Kao telo bez duše, tako je vera u Krišnu bez entuzijazma mrtva.
Isn't it? When you see someone who is enthusiastic, you know, he is a duhovni život.
Kad vidite neko ko je entuzijastičan, onda znate, on ima duhovni život.
When Bhakti Granta comes in the room, we know where the ecstasy is.
Kad Bhakti Granta uđe u sobu, znamo gde je ekstaza.
Yes. In Sanskrit, the word enthusiasm is utsaha.
Na sanskritu reč entuzijazam je utsaha.
Ut means together with.
Ut znači zajedno sa.
And saha means, no, saha means together with.
Saha znači zajedno sa.
And ut can mean the Lord.
A ut može značiti gospodin.
Even the word enthusiasm, which comes from the Greek word entheos, means in God.
Čak reč entuzijazam potiče od grčke reči entheos, što znači u Bogu.
Yeah, in God, yes. That's where the strength comes from enthusiasm, which is something like the soul of your own convictions or belief.
Odatle dolazi vera.
Vera, yes.
Entuzijazam je duša vaših uverenja.
Yes, when you are enthusiastic, you will enjoy the struggle.
Kad ste entuzijastični, onda ćete uživati u borbi.
Enthusiasm means you will be humble enough to understand, well, here I am attacked by the illusory energy.
Entuzijazam znači da ćete biti dovoljno ponizni da shvatite, evo sad me iluzorna energija napada.
The waves are coming.
Talasi dolaze.
But together with Krishna, it is possible to be victorious.
Ali zajedno s Krishnom moguće je biti pobednik.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang in one of his songs, I consider the troubles which I encounter while engaged in your service to be sources of happiness.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, ja smatram probleme sa kojima se suočavam dok sam angažovan u tvojoj službi izvorima sreće.
Yes, the sources of happiness.
Izvorima sreće.
Yes. So a devotee who feels the nearness of Krishna, it can be very enthusiastic in his endeavors to become Krishna conscious.
Bhakta koji osjeća blizinu Krishne može biti vrlo entuzijastičan u svojim naporima da postane svestan Krishne.
A very good example of this is Madhavendra Puri.
Vrlo dobar primjer je Madhavendra Puri,
who got the order to bring sandalwood for his deity Gopala.
Koji je dobio naredbu da donese sandalovinu za svoje božanstvo Gopala.
Now, those times, this meant to travel throughout the whole of North India, go to the eastern shore of Puri, get sandalwood and carry it back.
To bi značilo da je putovao na sever Indije, došao na istočnu obalu do Purija i onda nosio nazad tu sandalovinu.
Now on the way there were many thieves.
Na putu je bilo puno različitih lopova,
toll collectors,
carinika.
Just all these Muslim invaders who did not like that the monks would travel and who would steal everything from them.
Onda Muslimana koji su napravili invaziju na Indiju i koji nisu volili monahe i koji bi krali sve od njih.
But Madhavendra Puri happily carried this 40 kg of sandalwood as a personal service for his deity with great enthusiasm.
Ali Madhavendra Puri je lično sa velikim entuzijazmom nosio 40 kg sandalovine za svoje božanstvo Gopala.
He felt personally very enlivened to master all these difficulties.
Lično je bio jako inspirisan da savlada sve te poteškoće.
Many of the devotees in difficult places have said that in the midst of these difficulties they felt a certain closeness of Krishna which they didn't have when life was so ordered and comfortable.
Mnogi bhakte koji služe na teškim mestima su rekli da su osjećali blizinu Krišne koja nije bila tu kada je sve bilo u redu i kad je život bio lak.
In difficult situation it's much easier to pray to Krishna.
U teškoj situaciji je puno lakše moliti se Krišni.
With feeling.
Sa osjećajem.
And then Krishna is immediately present.
I onda je Krišna odmah prisutan.
In our tradition a great devotee Kunti prays, I wish that these difficulties come back and that you are close to us.
U našoj tradiciji velika baktina Kunti ona se moli da ja bih volila da sve te poteškoće dođu ponovo nama tako da ti budeš blizu nama.
Because when a devotee takes a risk for the Lord, the Lord will help him through thick and thin.
Kada bhakta preuzme rizik za gospodina, njemu će gospodin pomoći kroz vatru i vodu.
Some of devotees are unfortunately comfort lovers.
Neki od bhakta vole udobnost, komfort.
That's in the system of our existence.
To je uvreženo u naš život.
The way we sit,
način na koji sedimo,
like to lean on,
volimo da se navalimo,
we like to always make everything as comfortable as possible,
da sve bude što udobnije.
Just like water flows downwards, our mind flows towards comfort.
Kao što voda teče na dole, naš um ide ka udobnosti.
It is described in Ayurveda that every cell of the human body yearns for sexual enjoyment.
U Ayurvedi je opisano da svaka ćelija ljudskog tela žudi za seksualnim uživanjem.
This is said.
Ali to je rečeno?
Yes. We are comfort lovers.
Mi volimo komfort.
But you will not become strong if you go for comfort.
Ali nećete biti jaki ako težite komforu.
You will only become strong if you meet a challenge in your spiritual life.
Osjećate jaki ili snažni samo ako se susrećete sa izazovima u vašem duhovnom životu.
Those of us who want to have muscles, they know this.
Oni među nama koji žele imati mišiće, oni to znaju.
When you go after you know five times it goes like but then you should continue and then soon you will have muscles.
Nakon 5 minuta vas boli mišići,
not 5 minuta, but
pet
or five times. Yeah, 5 minuta is a torture.
Nakon 5 uzmaka ovih sklekova. Kako? Nakon 5 zgibova treba zabole vas mišići, ali trebate da nastavite dalje i onda ćete imati velike mišiće, jake mišiće.
But it's understood this pain is good. I'm giving a very relativistic example. I don't think we should now all train, you know, and it's very often great foolishness to do this.
Ne kažem da sad trebate svi da vežbate, često je to budalaština, ali dajem jedan relativistični primjer.
Yeah, but everyone who does this knows he has to go through the pain limitation.
Ali svako ko to radi zna da mora da prođe granicu bola.
Or if you want to train your intelligence.
Ili ako želite vašu inteligenciju da trenirate.
If you are always together with children, it won't happen.
Ako ste uvek sa decom, to se neće desiti.
You have to meet intelligent people and talk ideas and not be afraid to sometimes disagree and say your idea and then find out, whoa, I didn't think of five factors, you know.
Morate se sretati sa inteligentnim ljudima i diskutovati i biti spremni i ne složiti se s nekim i onda vidjeti da niste imali, niste uzeli u obzir pet činilaca.
Without pain, no gain.
Bez muke nema nauke.
You have it?
Yes. Without pain, no science.
I'm very sorry, it sounds really materialistic, I know. I hope you just understand the principle from it.
Nadam se da shvatate princip, zvuči materialistički ovo, ali princip.
In spiritual life also, we must rise to a challenge.
U duhovnom životu moramo se suočiti sa izazovom.
We must take on the different obstacles in spiritual life and be determined to cross them.
Moramo u duhovnom životu biti odlučni da prevazićemo prepreke u duhovnom životu.
We cannot give up.
Ne možemo odustati.
For instance, here I feel in our Serbian Jatran there is a great challenge before us. It is called cooperation.
Osjećam da ovdje u našoj srpskoj jatri postoji veliki izazov i on se zove saradnja.
Or another challenge is forget and forgive.
Drugi izazov je zaboravi i oprosti.
Or another challenge is yes, to be strong in our spiritual life.
Drugi izazov je da moramo biti čvrsti u našem duhovnom životu.
To learn Vaishnava etiquette and put it into practice.
Naučiti vaishnavsko ponašanje i primjenjivati ga.
If you don't, if you give up before doing the challenge, you will never grow spiritually.
Ako odustanete pre susreta sa izazovom, onda nikada nećete odrasti duhovno.
Most of people in this world give up.
Većina ljudi u ovom svijetu odustaje.
In Germany I have a friend.
U Njemačkoj imam prijatelja.
Who is how do you call horseman? He rides horses.
On je
jockey. Yes, jockey. Yes.
Jaše na konjima.
And he told he told me that when you have a when the horse, you should always bring it before small obstacles first.
On je rekao da kad treniraš konja, prvo ga moraš pred manje prepreke dovesti,
which he can jump over.
Preko kojih može da preskoči.
Don't bring it before a very big obstacle.
Nemoj ga odmah pred velike prepreke.
Where he feels so afraid that he cannot jump.
Da se toliko plaši da ne može da preskoči.
Because if the horse one time it's all right, but not three times, if it, you know, if it runs and then and it runs away, it will never learn to jump over the obstacle. You understand? If it gives up.
Jednom je u redu, ali ako tri puta, onda nikad neće naučiti da preskoči te prepreke.
You know, he has these huge horses which are winning prizes.
Ima velike konja koji osvajaju nagrade.
And they run and then they have to jump.
Oni trče i onda skoče.
So if they run and then see and you know, they go like yoo-hoo, and then you know go.
Razumeli ste ovo?
Yeah. And spiritual life it is similar.
U duhovnom životu je slično.
If you always, when you have to overcome the obstacle, become just weak hearted and just don't endeavor, after some time you will not have the internal strength to cross over the obstacle.
Kad dođe prepreka u duhovnom životu, ako onda postanete osoba slabog srca i ne potrudite se, onda nećete nikada odrasti u duhovnom životu.
In spiritual life you become strong if you take on a challenge and master it, but it goes only with utsaha, with being together with Krishna, of being enthusiastic because of that.
Snaga dolazi samo tada kada se suočite sa izazovom i prihvatite ga i prođete. To trebate uraditi, to je moguće samo kada ste sa Krišnom, odnosno kada ste entuzijastični.
Now some of you might feel very enthused when they hear such information, but others might feel a little bit pessimistic.
Neki od vas su možda inspirisani kad čuju takve informacije, a drugi su možda malo pesimistični.
It's just because we have different natures.
To je samo zato što imamo različite prirode.
Some of us are natural fighters.
Neki od nas smo prirodni borci.
And others are natural comfort. You know, we just mir.
Drugi su ovakvi.
Yes. Yes. Soon you will not have to translate me any longer. Right. Now, let me ask you a question. What helps you to become enthusiastic in your life?
Da vas pitam, šta vam pomaže da postanete entuzijastični u svom životu?
I think all of us know when we are enthusiastic, there is really no challenge in the world which we do not take on.
Mislim da kad smo entuzijastični, onda nema izazova u ovom svetu koji ne bismo prihvatili.
I remember once when we were preaching here, I think it was in Sombor, I believe, there were some people who didn't like. Sombor, I believe, there were some people who didn't like that we have a big program, and they said that there was a bomb in the hall, and then the police had to, you know, ask everyone to leave.
Sjećam se kad smo bili u Somboru, onda neki ljudi nisu volili naš program, pa su rekli da ima bomba u sali i onda je policija zatražila od svih nas da izađemo napolje.
Was it Sombor? Yes. So, that's very bad, you know, we wanted to spread Krishna consciousness to all these people, but they were told to go home.
To je vrlo loše, mi smo želeli da širimo svjesnost Krishna među svim tim ljudima, a njima je bilo rečeno da idu kući.
And you have to follow the orders of the militia.
Morate slijediti milicije.
So I remember we were all so enthusiastic to do the program, all the devotees, that you just said, this is not possible. We cannot allow this to happen.
Mi smo bili toliko entuzijastični svi bakte da napravimo program da smo nismo mogli da dozvolimo da tako bude.
And we also felt in the heart the super soul that this was just some trick of some envious people. There was no real bomb, only a bomb of envy.
Osjetili smo u srcu da je došao od naduše da postoji samo bomba zavisti, da nema prave bombe u sali.
So somehow, because we were so enthusiastic, we convinced the police and all the people to please not go home, but to stay. We would just clarify everything and then continue with the or start with the program.
Mi smo uspjeli da uverimo miliciju i ljude da sačekaju malo da sve raščistimo i da ćemo onda nastaviti sa programom.
Devotees who are enthusiastic, they can achieve anything because it said the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is on their side.
Bhakti koji su entuzijastični mogu da postignu sve, bilo šta, jer je rečeno da boginja sreće Lakshmi je na strani onih koji su entuzijastični.
I think our Bhakti Granta can confirm this, isn't it? When you have this force of enthusiasm, this is such a strength.
Mislim da Bhakti Granta to može potvrditi. Kad imate takav entuzijazam, to je takva snaga.
Sorry, it's a little embarrassing, so I will not call your name any longer. There are three things which block our natural enthusiasm.
Postoje tri stvari koje blokiraju naš prirodni entuzijazam.
Please listen very carefully. This is analyzed by Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Molim vas, slušajte vrlo pažljivo. Ovo je analiza Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
One is just gleichgültigkeit means apathy.
Prva je apatija.
You know, you hear in this life you can go back to Godhead, but you think I'm more interested to get a pizza, really.
Vi čujete da u ovom životu se možete vratiti Bogu, a mislite, ja sam više zainteresovan za pizzu.
The second factor which can come in between your enthusiasm is laziness.
Drugi faktor koji može smetati entuzijazmu je lenjost.
You're just too sleepy.
Previše ste pospani.
Yeah. And the third is, then it really gets difficult. You call it in English diversion.
I treći je kada stvarno postane teško je skretanje.
Somehow your attention becomes diverted to material subject matters.
Na neki način vaša pažnja skrene na materijalne teme.
Or material life.
Ili materijalni život.
Yeah. And you are really lost for spiritual life for that time when you are diverted.
I u to vrijeme kada ste skrenuli, onda ste izgubljeni za duhovni život.
So this is happening quite often in our struggle for spiritual life.
To se često dešava u našoj borbi za duhovni život.
It's almost like anesthesia.
To je gotovo kao gubljenje pamćenja.
The anesthesia of the enthusiasm.
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia means you get this. Huh? Rachel?
Šta je? Reci.
Yeah, it's operation. You go.
Aha. I said it wrong.
Yeah, anesthesia. It's called. You get it into the veins, and then. You get it blocks your consciousness.
Aha, onda da anestezija.
Yes. The anesthesia of the enthusiasm.
Anesthesia entusiasm.
It first is apathy.
Prva je apatija.
You're not so interested to read and to hear and to, you know.
Niste zainteresovani da čitate i da slušate.
Then you become lazy.
Onda postanete lenji.
And finally you pass out totally.
Konačno napustite telo.
You are diverted.
Vi ste skroz skrenuli.
Be very careful that your enthusiasm is not anesthetized.
Budite vrlo pažljivi da vaš entuzijazam doživi anesteziju.
Because then you will not be able to be a spiritual warrior.
Jer onda nećete moći da budete duhovni ratnik.
You will be very easily carried away by the waves of Maya.
Vrlo lako će vas odneti talasi Maje.
So the question really is where and how can you always renew your enthusiasm.
Važno pitanje je kako i gdje možete obnavljati svoj entuzijazam.
Mike, this is a question which I want to address to all of you. What makes you enthusiastic? Do you have some experiences?
Želim sve vas pitati šta vas čini entuzijastičnima. Imate li neko iskustvo?
We should have a little collection.
Da napravimo malu kolekciju iskustava.
Our Dejan will write it down. Yes, sources of enthusiasm. He's our secretary.
Zapisati, on je naš sekretar. Zapisat će izvore entuzijazma.
What we could do is we could write it down and then put it in the temple on the blackboard, and then when you go by, you may be half anesthetized already in your enthusiasm. You see it and wow, it comes back.
Možemo to zapisati i staviti na oglasnu tablu, onda kad ste nekad na pola već u anesteziji, možete pročitati i inspirisati se.
So now let us get to work. What makes us enthusiastic?
Ajdemo na posao. Što nas čini entuzijastičnima? Desire to help others and ourselves to become Krishna conscious.
That makes you enthusiastic.
To te čini entuzijastičnim.
But usually when you are not enthusiastic, Madan Gopal, you don't have such a desire.
Ali obično kad nisi entuzijastičan, onda nemaš takvu želju.
That's too advanced, Dejan.
Ovo je previše napredno. odnos sa inspirirajućim baktama.
Yes. Relationship with an inspiring devotee. In the beginning,
u početku materijalna patnja.
It is the, you are correct. It is one should know the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease.
Upravo se osoba treba poznavati u bede, rođenja, starosti, bolesti, smrti.
But it's in the beginning. You have to write
to in the
beginning.
To je na početku, to moraš naglasiti.
Krishna's mercy.
Krishna,
yes.
Neka se pojavljuje entuzijazam.
When we get
Krishna's
milosti, mercy, yeah.
Kad dobijemo Krishna milost.
Mm-hmm.
Association with the spiritual master.
Mm-hmm. It's too fast or it's all right?
Prebrzo.
Yeah.
Reading about the lives of great devotees from the Vedic literatures.
I find it out that it gives one such a good example and strength to follow. Yeah.
Tako dobar primer i snagu da sledimo. Meni to isto inspiriše.
Gauranga.
Razgovaranje o temama svesnim Krišnom među baktama.
Oh.
Ekstatični kirtani.
Thank you.
Hvala. Kada imam vredan cilj.
Worthy spiritual goals and reasonable chances to attain them in reasonable time, yeah.
Vredni duhovni cilj i razumnu šansu da ga postignemo u razumno vreme.
Yes, Lidiana.
Malo jače. When I decide in the evening that I will get up at 4 and chant all my rounds on time. On time.
This decision makes you enthusiastic.
Ta odluka vas čini entuzijastično.
Or when you do it also, you know.
Yes.
When you do it, okay. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Slušanje inspirativnih lekcija i seminara. Kad se molim Krišne i Krišna mi ispuni želju. To preach to others and in this way to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So that's fun. Yeah.
Yes, the dobar
Mahaprasad,
učina javne programe, propovedati tamo, koncert.
Then they be dance like a Sudarshan from New York, like that. Yeah.
Kad plešeš kao Sudarshan iz New Yorka rap.
Yes, in the very bad.
Pozadi.
To take more responsibilities. Oh yes.
Prihvatiti više odgovornosti.
Then one is thrown into the water sometimes, isn't it?
Kad te baca u vodu, da plivaš.
Baca u vodu, oh yes. Yes, I think you're it.
Kako? Faith in the process.
Faith
in the process.
That is source of enthusiasm.
To je izvor entuzijazma. Da.
Faith in the process. Yeah.
Kako?
Vaishnavski festivale. Yes. Yes, I understand. Yes, please. Krishna's beauty and opulence.
Krishna lepota i obilje.
Very nice.
Vrlo lepo.
Yes, please. Sister Paul, yeah.
strictly following all principles. Yes.
You.
No, to smile nice, that's all. Please don't write it down because I
napiši ovo bez da nema se šališ.
When my spiritual master recognizes the service I'm doing.
Yes.
Ne vidim nijedan drugi način nego da budem entuzijastičan.
I would add, I do not know if I can agree 100% with Nanda Dulal, but this is his own experience, obviously, so it is valid.
Ne mogu reći da ću se 100% složiti sa Nanda Dulalom, ali ovo je očigledno njegovo lično iskustvo, pa je zato vjerojatno.
Yes, yes. I have seen, if you sometimes just act as if you are enthusiastic, this can carry you out of the dark cloud you are hovering in.
Kad samo delujete kao da ste entuzijastični, to vas može uzdići iznad mračnog oblaka u kome lebdite.
Like if you greet all the devotees with Hari Bol, and after some time you feel like, all right, it's not such a bad day, you know.
Ako sve bakte pozdravljate sa entuzijastičnim Hari Bol, onda posle osjećate, pa nije tako loš dan, dobro je.
Yes. Anything else?
Još nešto?
When we succeed in overcoming some difficulty in spiritual life, then we become very
yes. Correct.
Correct.
Chedi, what makes you enthusiastic?
Chedi, šta tebe čini entuzijastičnim? Milost Bhakta.
Milost Bhakta, very good, very deep answer.
Vrlo dubok odgovor.
Yes. Yes, very good.
Nisam čuo se. Sećate?
That makes you enthusiastic. So, I understand.
Sometimes.
Then you see something needs to be changed now. Yes.
Moramo nešto promeniti.
Please make it.
Molim te to uradi.
Okay.
U redu.
If you have more ideas, you can give them to Bhakta Dejan. How, when is closure?
Kad zatvaraš?
Maybe Monday evening. Monday evening 10 o'clock. Last chance.
Posljedna šansa, ponedjeljak uvečer 10 sati.
Then you will find it. You can say sources of enthusiasm.
Možeš dati naslov izvori entuzijazma.
Compiled by the Beograd devotees.
Sastavljeno od beogradskih bakta.
I would like to have a copy.
Želio bih kopiju.
Because I want to write down, I want to publish a book, and I'm collecting the different tricks or the different sources of enthusiasm which exist all over the world.
Želim da izdam knjigu i skupljam različite izvore entuzijazma ili različite trikove koji postoje u celom svetu od raznih bakta.
So you can help me in publishing this book.
Možete mi pomoći u izdavanju te knjige?
So, yes, let us come to the end of our little presentation.
Dođemo do kraja naše male prezentacije.
We do need enthusiasm because it's an internal strength which is divine.
Potreban nam je entuzijazam jer unutrašnja snaga je božanska.
When we have it, we will become successful in our fight against Maya.
Onda ćemo postati uspješni u našoj borbi protiv Maje.
We should know where the sources of this enthusiasm are.
Mi trebamo znati gdje su izvori tog entuzijazma.
And drawing daily from these sources.
I piti svaki dan iz tih izvora.
So that we can be strong in our way back home, back to Godhead.
Tako da možemo biti snažni u našem povratku putem natrag kući Bogu.
Thank you very much.
Puno hvala.
Do you have any questions regarding these subject matters?
Imate li pitanja u vezi sa ovim stvarima?
Monkey face.
Ta priča o narodnim Munio da je dobio majmunsko lice, on je čuje tu priču i pita da li je narodni Muni pao u Yoga Maju kada se zaljubio tu devojku.
He was used by Krishna to give us an example.
Njega je Krishna iskoristio da da nama primjer.
So that we don't run away one day with a maimun skidiki.
Tako da mi ne pobegnemo jednog dana sa majmunskim licem.
Maimun is not known for his intelligence.
Maimun nije poznat po inteligenciji.
Understand, he is not qualified on one side, the other side must be determined. Yes, humility and determination.
S jedne strane je rečeno da osoba ne treba da misli da je kvalifikovana. A s druge strane, ako mislimo da smo potpuno nekvalifikovani, onda možemo izgubiti odlučnost, entuzijazam.
You can combine humility and determination by knowing with Krishna everything is possible.
Poniznost i odlučnost možeš kombinovati tako što znaš da je sa Krishnom sve moguće.
You can become determined to ask for the mercy of the Lord.
Možeš biti odlučan da tražiš milost Gospodina.
You know, when you have to do something very difficult, you should pray longer.
Kad trebaš nešto vrlo teško da uradiš, onda trebaš duže da se moliš.
Once there was a monk, there was a lot to do.
Jedan monah je imao mnogo da radi.
And he said, I have to pray 1 hour longer.
Rekao je, moram ja sad duže da se molim. Da bi uradio sve to. Tako da je Gospodin, da je Krišna na mojoj strani.
This is a folk story.
To je narodna priča.
It may not have so too much philosophical depth.
Nema možda toliko filozofsku
dubinu. But the point is very clear. Together with Krishna, you can be successful and you will be
That is humility, to understand, not on my own, but with Krishna. Then I can do it.
A poenta je jasna, da ću biti uspješan sa Krišnom pomoć, ne na temelju svoje snage.
Srila Prabhupada would always say when he did something, we have done this.
Kad god je Srila Prabhupada učinio nešto, on bi rekao, mi smo to učinili.
He didn't say, I have done.
Nije rekao, ja sam to uradio. Kako postaviti u tešku situaciju, kako prepoznati da je to Krišna test?
We have to get the vision Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything which moves is under the control of Krishna.
Moramo imati viziju Vasudeva Sarvamiti, sve što se kreće je pod kontrolom Krišne.
When we develop this vision, we lose fear.
Kada razvijemo tu viziju, izgubimo strah.
And we will understand how behind everything is Krishna.
I mi ćemo shvatiti kako je iza svega Krishna.
It's something you must train, Goranga. That will come overnight.
To je nešto što moraš trenirati. To ne dolazi preko noći. O Krišni, kad radimo neku službu za njega, jer on već zna da radimo tu službu, i ja razumijem da se molimo kad nešto za sebe radimo, a kad radimo za njega, on već zna, to je njegova služba.
See, the general principle of Krishna consciousness is to always remember Krishna and never forget him.
Opšti princip svjesnosti Krishna je uvijek se sećati Krishna i nikad ga ne zaboraviti.
A devotee who lives according to this principle is never separated from Krishna.
Bhakta koji živi u skladu s tim principom nikad nije odvojen od Krishna.
And you are correct, such a devotee does not have a need to inform Krishna about anything.
I ti si upravo, takav bhakta nema potrebu da informiše Krishna o bilo čemu.
But not all devotees are on this level where they always remember Krishna, never forget him.
Ali nisu svi bhakta na tom nivou gdje se uvijek sećaju Krishna i nikad ga ne zaborave.
And for them it's sometimes good to somehow remember Krishna.
I za njih je kad dobro da se nekada sećaju Krišne.
Therefore we say somehow at some time of your life turn to Krishna.
Zato mi kažemo na neki način i nekada u tom životu, neko vrijeme u tom životu se okreni Krišni.
But it is definitely not the highest state of Krishna consciousness.
Ali to definitivno nije najviši nivo svjesnosti Krišne.
But let's be honest we are not always on the highest stage.
Ali da budemo pošteni, mi nismo uvijek na najvišem nivou.
So you are right, actually a devotee does not request Krishna for this help and that help.
U pravu si, bhakta ne traži od Krishna ovu ili onu pomoć.
He just requests Krishna in a general way, please give me the strength to serve you.
Krishna, moli Krishnu na jedan opšti način, molim te daj mi snagu da te služim.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Giri Hari Gopinath. We are coming to the end. Yeah.
How can we see the symptoms of enthusiasm? Is it if devotee is jumping and running, or maybe he can be like peaceful and withdrawn, introvert?
It depends really on a devotee.
Zavisi od bhakte.
When a peaceful devotee is enthusiastic, he is manifesting it differently than if some other nature devotee is enthusiastic.
Kada je bhakta mirne prirode entuzijastičan, on to drugačije manifestuje nego kada je bhakta drugačije prirode.
But you can see one symptom is he overcomes difficulties.
Jedan simptom je da prevladava prepreke.
He meets challenges.
on se susreće sa izazovima.
He endeavors with full confidence.
On se trudi sa punim poverenjem.
But obviously it will manifest according to the personality.
Očigledno manifestovat će se u skladu sa ličnošću te osobe.
And he will do service.
I radit će službu.
So Hare Krishna, I want to end here, but I want to make one little announcement.
Želim završiti ovdje i želim samo jednu malu objavu, informaciju.
Sunday we will have a very nice Sunday program. It will be public. It's not in here because already now it is full.
U nedjelju ćemo imati vrlo lep nedjeljni program. Neće biti ovdje jer već sada je već puno.
So I would like to request you. We make a special endeavor. We will have slides and so on. Please bring all your friends.
Zamolio bih vas da dovedete sve svoje prijatelje i da vi dođete. Mi radimo specijalni napor, donećemo slajdove.
And please don't they bring all the friends to that.
Yes.
And please come on time.
I dođete na vreme, molim vas.
Atura will give us the date and not the date, the time and the street, very good.
Madan Gopal. Vreme i ulica. Narodni univerzitet Božidar Adžija, vreme u 5 sati popodne. Traje do 8.
Yes, you understood?
Znači, od Slavije kad se ide trolom ili 80 trojkom, jedna stanica pre Crvenog krsta se siđe.
If you bring all 10 friends, we will have 2,000 people maybe.
Ako svako od vas dovede po 10 prijatelja, imat ćemo 2,000 ljudi.
Who knows?
Ko zna?
Yeah, 200. Are we 200 today? No.
Ima nas 200 danas?
Then you have to bring 20 friends.
Onda 20 prijatelja morate dovesti.
Sada ste. Sila Prabhu Paragi Jai. Sisi Gonitai Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.